The red balloon crashes into the field and a man falls out. The grey-haired man grabs onto a rope that's trailing behind the balloon's basket. Joe gets up.
Richard!
There's a young lad in the basket, which is being dragged along the ground after the balloon. Joe and Claire run towards it.
Richard, help!
The ripcord! Pull the ripcord!
A doctor driving past the field stops his car and jumps out to help. A farmer comes running, and a blonde man appears in the field from another direction. Joe and the granddad are joined by the other three men, who cling onto the rope and basket as it scuds across the ground. The boy pulls a hand valve attached to the burners and the balloon lifts off the ground. Everyone clings on except granddad, who runs along behind. The doctor hangs onto the rope, the others pull down on the basket and the balloon comes back onto the ground. Grandad reaches for the ripcord. The balloon is at a 45 degree angle to the ground. The boy stands up in the basket as Joe and the others hold it steady.
What's your name?
Harry.
We're gonna get out.
Harry's granddad starts to help him out. Joe glances over his shoulder as the wind strengthens, rustling the leaves on the trees. The others follow his gaze. Claire looks on in horror as a gust of wind hits the balloon, knocking Harry back into the basket. The balloon lifts quickly off the ground with the men clinging to it. Joe, the farmer, and Harry's granddad are holding onto the basket's rope handles. The blonde-haired man and the doctor are clinging onto the long trailing rope. Joe looks down at the ground, which is receding fast beneath his dangling feet as they rise higher and higher.